Okay, so we're on the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Let's just quickly recap what it is that we're trying to work out. The Mishnah said that in the case of Bedikos, if you don't know the answer to the question, that's fine. Chakirois, if you don't know the answer to the question, you're in trouble for reasons that we've already explained. The Gemara is going to explain again later because it has to be subject to Hazoma. But in the case of Bedikos, if they ask you what was the weather that day, what color shoes was the murderer wearing? He says, to be honest, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. That's okay. Now, the Mishnah then said a strange line, and this is what we're trying to work out. The Mishnah said, spoke about a case where two people said, that's what it sounds like, two people said they don't know. What was that referring to? So the Gemara said yesterday, and this is how we left off, although actually we left off with a question, that what it's talking about is as follows. What happens if you have a group of three Edom? Now, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that when you have a group of three Edom, there will only be the status of Edom Zoymimin if all three are made Zoymimin. Very, very important halacha. Only if all three were made Zoymimin. It's true. I didn't need the third aid. I could have managed without him, doesn't matter. Now that I've got three Edom, they constitute an entire group, and it's only if all three are made into Zoymimin, that's when you have Zoymimin. Fine. Now, that means, therefore, if one of the three Edom would say, we don't know, two of them said, in the case of Chakiris, not Bedikus, they asked the three Edom, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, what day of the week did this murder take place? Reuven and Shimon say, yes, it was Monday. Levi says, I forgot. I don't remember which day. Well, obviously, Levi cannot now become an Eid Zoymim. Nobody can say to him, well, you were with us on that day. Excuse me, I didn't say which day it was. Well, if we need all three to become Zoymimin, once Levi cannot now be made into an Eid Zoymin, well, then none of them can be made Eid Zoymin, because as we just said, it's all or nothing. There will only exist the concept of Zoymimin if all three are made Zoymimin, but one of them can't be made Zoymin because he says he doesn't remember which day it was. So in that case, the Eidos will be Botel. Why will it be Botel? Because as we've always said, the golden rule of Eidos is it always has to be subject to Hazoma. If in any case, for whatever reason, the Eidos is not subject to Hazoma, then the whole Eidos is Botel. That's how we learned the Mishnah yesterday. Again, we're talking about a group of three. Two of them said, we know which day it was. One of them says, I don't know. He cannot now be made into an Eid Zoymim, which means, therefore, none of them can be made into an Eid Zoymim, and therefore the whole Eidos is thrown out. How did we leave off yesterday with a big question? Is that you've designed a very nice scenario for me in which the halacha is that the Eidos is thrown out. But I'm sorry to tell you, the Mishnah actually said quite clearly, we're talking about a case where Eidusan Kayemes, where the Eidos does stand up in Bezdin. So we're not looking for a scenario where the Eidos is Botel. We're looking where the Eidos is Kayam. So we're going to have to now revamp. So have a look at the Gemara. The first word, about 10 lines from the top. First word on the line is Rabbi Akiva. If you remember, Rabbi Akiva was makish. What does that mean, makish? He compares two to three. You remember the pasuk that we quoted yesterday? There is a very difficult looking pasuk in the Torah where it says two or three edim al pi shnayim oy shloisha edim yakum doho. I'll just turn off the phone. I'm sorry. Which is very difficult because why does the Torah need to say two or three edim? Obviously, if you have two, then certainly you can have three. So Rabbi Akiva's opinion was, what the Torah is telling me is you must compare the two to the three. What does that mean, you must compare the two to the three? Just like in the case of two, I need them both to be Zoymimin. Otherwise, the halachas of Edim and Zoymin don't apply. So too, in the case of three Edim, it'll only apply the halacha of Zoymimin in the event that all three are made zaymim. So now look at the Gemara. Omar Rava says Rava, the ha, but surely a duson kayemes katoni. You've told me a beautiful case. One of the Edim didn't know the answer, so he can't be made into an Eid Zomer. Well, neither, therefore, can any of the Edim. So for the whole Eidos is thrown out. Well, that's very beautiful, but that's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah did not say, what's the halacha when Eidos is bottled? The Mishnah says, Eiduson Kayemes. So what is this case of Eiduson Kayemes? The Gemara says, you're quite right. We're going to have to switch it the opposite way around. Ella Omar Rava. Rava says this is now what the Mishnah is talking about. Hochi ka'omar. Afilu b'chakirois, even in the case of chakirois, shnayim oimrim yodanu. If two of them say yes, we know the answer. When they were quizzed and investigated, what day did this murder take place? Two of them said with absolute definity, yes, it took place on Wednesday morning. And one of them says, I do not know, a duson, in fact, kayemes. Why? Don't we need all three to be subject hazoma? Come on, deloy Rabbi Akiva. Not as the first opinion in the Gemara says we're going with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one who says you compare two to three. So therefore, in the case of three Edim, I've got to ensure that they are all subject to Hazoma. Says Rava, no, to the exact contrary. We're actually going deloy Rabbi Akiva. We're not going with Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And therefore, if two of them can be made Zomamin, that will suffice. So now, if we read the Mishnah makes very good sense. What is the scenario? We have finally now worked it out. We're talking about there were three Edim who came to witness a murder. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. They were asked, could you please tell the Beis Din, what day did this take place? Reuven and Shimon both said it took place on Wednesday. Levi said, to be perfectly honest, I don't remember, I've forgotten. So Levi is definitely not subject to Hazoma. Nobody can come and accuse Levi and say to him, excuse me, on that very day, you were with us elsewhere. What do you mean that very day? I didn't say which day it was. But the first two Edim are subject to Hazoma because they jolly well did say which day it was. So the fact that two Edim are mazimable, are subject to Hazoma, that will suffice if you go deloy Rabbi Akiva. Deloy Rabbi Akiva. Remember, Rabbi Akiva says two Edim, three Edim, 1,000 Edim, it's all or nothing. Either they're all made Zomamin or none of them. But the opinion that disagrees with Rabbi Akiva says, no, not at all. I only need two Edim to be mazimable. And because two Edim have said, we know which day of the week it was Wednesday, they are subject to Hazoma, that suffices. The fact that the extra aid, the third aid, he cannot be made into an aid Zomim, doesn't bother us. And that's why the Mishnah says, Eidusan Kayemes. Have a look at Rashi, Rava Omar.
Rabbi?
Yes, Rabbi.
Would Rabbi Akiva say then that if the first two Edim are found to be Zomim, even though the third one didn't know, he's also Chayab Zomim?
No.
But if he says two and three is the same, it has to work in the reverse too. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's three or nothing. So if the first two are found to be Zomim, you lied. You said you were here and you weren't. The third guy said, I didn't know. Nobody blew.
That's the case of nothing, because you have to have all three being Zomim. If two would make Zomim, the whole Eidos is thrown out, but they're not killed. You're right, the Eidos have definitely been proved to be liars, absolutely, no question about it. But the concept of Eid Zomim, which says you punish them in the same way as they were trying to inflict, that does not apply. Because you've got to have all three becoming Zomim. So yes, I will discard the Eidos, because they've clearly, at least two of them, have been proved to be a liar. But they do not have the status of Zomim. So have a look at Rashi.
Rabbi, just a stock Gemara style question. So why doesn't the Gemara give the opinion of who we're holding by instead of saying command to lok Rabbi Kiva?
Excellent question. It's a whole big balagan. I wasn't planning going into it. It's a big machloekas as Rashi and Tosis. Who is this opposing opinion? Is it Reb Shimon? Rashi says it is. Tosis disagrees. It's a whole big balagan. We'll see. Maybe we'll look into it. But first, let's see the Rashi, Rava Omer. Great question. Rava Omer. Zok Rashi. Rava Omer. Ho dektoni afilu. That which the Mishnah said that even if two Eidim, what was that referring to? Lav arabusa de bedikos koi. It's not referring to bedikos. Rather, elo arabusa de chakiros koi. It's referring to chakiros. V'hochi komar, and this is now what the Mishnah means. Ma bein chakiros lebedikos. The Mishnah says, what is the difference between the Chakirois and the Bedikois? Says Rashi, Chakirois. In the case of Chakirois, Heicha Deleka Elo Trei Sadi, where I've only got two witnesses, Omar Echod Eini Yoideya. If one of the two Edim says, I don't know the answer to one of the Chakirois, for example, what day is it? Then Eidus on Betelem. Then the Eidus is bottle, for reasons that we already discussed, because now this is not subject to Azoma. I've only got two Eidim. One of them says he doesn't know, so he's not subject to Azoma, so it's game over. That's with regard to Chakiris. Not so in the case of Bedikais. Bedikais, Omar Echod Eini Yoideya. If one of the Edom says, I don't know, what was the question? Not what day of the week it was, but what was the weather like that day? What color was the murderer's hat? She says, I don't know, I wasn't paying attention. Then, Edusam Kayemes, then the Edus is Kayem. Now, says Rava, do you know what that last line of the Mishnah was telling me? V'hu hadin l'shneihem. Hamuzemes b'chakirois. Even if both of them don't know the answer, when you ask the Edom, excuse me, what was the weather like that day? What color were his shoes? And they both say, I don't know. Doesn't matter. This subject, this Eidos, is still subject to Hazoma, at least regarding the chakirois. V'afilu b'chakirois. And even, this is now the afilu, even in the case of chakirois, where if somebody says, I don't know, then we were in big trouble. But mishkachas lo, I can still find a case where the eidos is kayom, the omar echod eini yodea, that even if one of them says, I don't know, nonetheless, eidusam kayemes, how can that be? Didn't you just tell me that that's only true for bedikos and not for chakirois? You just told me 30 seconds ago that in the case of chakirois, if one of them says, I don't know, well, the eidos is not subject to hazoma, so it's all over. So how can you now tell me that no, on occasion, even with regard to chakirois, if one of them says, I don't know, it's fine? How can that be? Hey, chidami. How can that be? The answer is kagoin de'ika tlosa. The answer is because I can design a scenario in which there are three Eidim. The efsher le'edus shetiskayim b'shnayim. Because then the Eidus can still stand with the first two. Umishum shlishi. And just because the third one is out, because he's not subject to hazoma, Loi mifsli hanach, but the other two will not become possible. Why? Udaloi ke Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, remember that Rabbi Akiva was the person that was the Tana who said it's all or nothing. So if one of them is out, they're all out. So if one of them says, I've got 1,000 Edim, and one of them says, I don't know which day the murder took place, well, he's not subject to Hazoma, so he's out, the whole group's just being cancelled. Says Rashi, you're right, we're not following Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Nachum asks, well, whose opinion is it? So let's call it Reb Shimon. If you look at the previous Rashi, Reb Shimon is of the opinion that no, even if one of the Edom is out, why is he out? Because he's answered one of the Chakiris by saying, I don't know, which means he's not subject to Hazoma. And we always have a golden rule, an Edos which is not subject to Hazoma is not considered an Edos. Okay, so he's thrown out. But this opposing opinion, meaning Reb Shimon, says, fine, so let's throw him out. I'm still left with Reuven and Shimon. Bishloima, when I only had two Edim to start off with. Well, if one of them's out, obviously it's game over, because who am I left with? Only left with one aid. One aid is nothing. But when I have three Edim, then even in the event that one of them is knocked out because he says, I don't know, doesn't matter. I'm still left with Reuven and Shimon, and that's why the Eidos is Kayum. So therefore, what's Rashi telling you? The Gemara is telling us in summary. In the case, in other words, if we would ask the following question, Rabbi Yisai, imagine we were doing a test now, we're giving a faher, Rabbi Yisai. When I have Edim come to Bezdin, does it matter if one or some of them say, I don't know? What would you answer on the exam sheet? So I hope everybody would answer. In the case of Bedikais, it's definitely fine. One aid says, I don't know. Two Edim say, I don't know. 1,000 Edim say, I don't know. All irrelevant. Why? So they don't know. They don't know what the weather was. Don't worry. The Edus is still fine. It's still subject to Hazoma. Why is it still subject to Hazoma? Because at least with regard to the Chakiris, they did know. That would be the first half of the answer. What will be the second half of the answer? In the case of Chakiris, however, if one of the Edim says, I don't know, well, then it depends. If there are only two Edim, well, he's knocked out, the whole group is knocked out. If there are three Edim, well, that particular Ed, yes, he's knocked out, but the Edus is still Kayon, because at least I have the first two. All of that is Pshat in the Mishnah, not in accordance with the Rebbe Akiva. It's true. According to Rebbe Akiva, if one is knocked out, then they're all out, even if there's 1,000 Edim. But we're not going with Rebbe Akiva because the Mishnah clearly says, Edusam Kayemes.
Rebbe, would it be possible tomorrow morning when we have more time to take this sugya outside the Gemara and explain the whole thing from the beginning to end? How we started, three, not two, and then what switched and what upside down? And that's why the Mishnah makes sense.
The Simcha Rabbah, we'll do that in the beginning of tomorrow's Shir. Let's just conclude with one line. I think we mentioned this yesterday. There is another principle, not with regard to Hazama. What happens if one of the Edim turns out to be apostle? So imagine two Edim come to Bezin and they interview them. They answer all the questions. Everything is fine and dandy. And guess what? Reuven, it turns out, is a brother of the accused. So he's a Korev. So he's definitely out. So the halacha is, we have a famous principle, Nimtza Echod Mehem Korev Apostle. If one of them is found to be a Korev or apostle, that's it. The Edus is over. Not only that, the same is true even when I have a group larger than two Edim. If I've got 20 Edim and one of them is eliminated, why is he eliminated? Because it turns out he's a Korev apostle. Once again, the whole group is out. So Tosfos in Makkos asks a very important question. I think we mentioned this yesterday. Then every Kiddushin or every Geirushin, invariably there are family members in attendance. So even if there are two kosher Edim, how is this couple married? Or how is this couple divorced? After all, there is somebody there who's a Korev. And if there's somebody there who's a Korev, well, he's eliminated. So, well, he's now Mavatil, the whole group. So I don't have any Edus. So how do we ever have anybody getting married? At every single wedding, there's always 100% certain to be some family member there. Well, if he's looking, he's an aid, he's a Korev, he's Possel, and he's now sabotaged the whole group of Edus. So lechayra, the teretz is going to have to be, and this is the discussion in Tosfos then, that no, you only sabotage the group if you are mechavein to be an aid.
Right.
The fact that you happen to be a mere spectator doesn't make you an aid. It makes you an onlooker, but not an aid. But if, and that's why, by the way, if you'll notice, when next time you go to a chuppah, invariably the announcer will announce the following two people are Edim. Why does he need to announce that? I understand they need to announce who's the next person getting a bracha. Five it, say it in it. You call him up. How's he supposed to know? But the Edim have already been pre-designated. So why do they need to announce that they are the Edim? They know. The answer is what the announcer is really saying is Reuven and Shimon are Edim, nobody else. Everybody else is just a mere onlooker. Therefore, it doesn't interest us whether they've got lots of Krovim and relatives. Doesn't matter. They're not an aid. This does, however, require, and sometimes people are not careful enough about this, that it's true. The family members is not a problem. But at least the two Edim, they've got to be investigated. And there's been, unfortunately, terrible stories of a Kiddushin and this and that. And it turns out they weren't careful enough. And it turns out one of the Edim was a second cousin. One of the Edim is a Machalal Shabbos. All types of psulim. Well, then this couple are not married. Serious, serious question. Okay, we'll have to go. I'm going to run to this bris now. Emet Hashem, Larry will start off by doing a Chazara tomorrow. And tomorrow, Bez Hashem, normal time.